Good afternoon and a very warm welcome to you all. Whenever you're watching this, whether you're watching it live at 4 o'clock on Wednesday or whether you're watching it on the recording at some later point, do pop something into the chat. Always good to know who is watching and when. We're in the week of joy, and I was having a wee look at the dictionary to see what it says about joy. And it's that feeling of contentment, a word that apparently comes to us from Middle English and the French, joie de vivre, joy of life. And the Latin gaudium, we get gaudati from the root to be glad. I hope you're glad today. I hope you are having a joyful day. And if you're not, then I hope that you know the love and peace and comfort of family and friends and neighbours and the family of the church. Without further ado, let's get to my guest today, the Reverend Morag Muirhead. And I met up with her recently and had a delightful conversation.
Morag. Hello, Donald.
How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. It's Christmas.
It's Christmas. And although you've retired from your ordained local ministry, I'm sure you're still busy.
I am, yes, because I still Bible study, I still have lunchtime service, and all the other things that I do, Guild and Saturday soups. Yeah.
One of the things that we've been saying a lot through the Advent adventure is that, you know, Advent, we talk about it as a quiet, contemplative time journeying towards Christmas, but the reality is that it can be a bit frenetic at times.
I always think that those leading worship are the ones who are supposed to be presenting for the worshippers the calm time of contemplative worship, preparation for Christmas, and we're like ducks on the pool. Calm in the top and our feet are going like mad because we are trying to be doing everything at once to make everything calm for everyone else.
We're into the third week in Advent, the week of joy, and in my own churches, the Advent wreath, we've got three purples and one pink candle for the candle for joy. And it should be a wee pause in the middle of Advent for a bit of joy.
Yes.
And goodness, we need that around the church, we need that around our lives.
Okay.
So what sort of things bring you joy?
Well, to start with, I thought about where am I going to find joy? But I realised that joy is always there. I was once told that peace and joy are the opposite sides of the same coin. That peace is joy. Still, joy is calm, and joy is peace dancing.
Mm.
And I like that, because peace, the peace of Christ anyway, fills you completely and stills you, in spite of any busyness or problems that are going on. Joy is the same, that in spite of everything that's going on in your life, whether it's good or bad, you can have this joy in your heart. And so that's one thing that brings me joy, is the fact that joy is always there. Joy in the Lord is always there. But when I was a child, my mother sang all the time. My mother had a wonderful voice. She very nearly sang with one of the big bands, but her mother locked her in her bedroom and wouldn't let her go to the audition, so she didn't get a chance. But so she sang all the time. And when I was a child, it was Listen While You Work, or Music While You Work, I can't remember what it was called. And my mother sang around the house all the show tunes and things. So I grew up with that, and I sing too. And I remember when I was teaching, I was always singing. And people used to say, gosh, you're really happy today. And I said, no, not really. So why are you singing? Because singing makes me happy. So when I'm not happy, if I sing, it gives me joy. It gives me gives me happiness. And that is still where I find most of my joy is in singing, which is why I belong to two choirs, because it gives me the opportunity to sing. And to sing with a group of people just brings me such joy. And I can go to choir and not want to go out in a horrible wet night and think, I really don't want to be here. I've had a rotten day. And by the time we're through the first song, it's all gone.
Yeah,
the joy is there.
That's so true, that the way we're feeling gives expression to the way we act. But it's also true, what you've just been saying, that we can turn that around, and the way we act, and sometimes it has to be a wee bit forced,
yes,
but the way we act influences our feeling.
There was a television programme that I was watching, and somebody had said, was talking about being married to somebody who wasn't really your choice. So it was like an arranged marriage, and they were asked, so how do you get any happiness out of that? And she said, you can choose to be happy, or you can choose not to be happy. I choose to be happy. And I think it's the same with joy. You can choose to be joyful. And therefore, the way you make yourself act makes you feel the way you are. And I think joy in Christmas is just there. Now, as a child, I used to get tremendous joy out of sitting in the front room, which was the good room, which is where the tree was, and sitting in darkness with just the tree lights on, and seeing my face reflected in the baubles, which were all glass in those days, and sometimes you were upside down, and you were distorted. It was like a hall of mirrors. And I got great joy just out of being in a dark room where there were little points of light. And I still get that. I still feel that. And it almost reminds me that Jesus, the light of the world, came into the world at Christmas time. And that's where our joy springs from. Joy is a cosy feeling.
Mm-hmm. Just remind us of that wonderful wee quote that you had. Peace is joy
at rest.
At rest.
And joy is peace dancing.
Fantastic. Wonderful, wonderful. What are you most looking forward to about Christmas time?
Strangely enough, for the first time for several years, I'm going to lead a Christmas Day service. I haven't done one for a long time. And I have always had great pleasure out of Christmas Day service, whether there are five of us or 50 in the church. It doesn't matter. We can share Jesus' birthday. And I get great joy out of that, and I'm really looking forward to that. But I'm also looking forward to just being my husband and myself for a change this Christmas, just the two of us. And we will sit and we will listen to the King's Speech this year for the first time. And we will have our Christmas dinner. We will pull crackers. We will wear silly hats. We'll tell each other silly jokes. And then we'll go and fall asleep in front of the television. I'm just looking forward to the peace that will give us, but also the joy that we still have in each other's company, because we can still make each other laugh after 51 years.
Absolutely brilliant. Final question, Morag. Have you got a favourite Christmas carol?
Oh, don't ask me that. That is so hard. That is so hard, because I have hundreds
of... Well, maybe not. Maybe that's an unfair question.
Tell
me about one that you enjoy singing.
Well... Yes, okay, there's one that I like that we never sing because it's not a church carol. It's a Christmas song, which I find quite profound. But the Christmas carol that I have always enjoyed singing is always Still the Night. And I think Still the Night, and it's got to be Still the Night, not Silent Night, because there's a difference. Silent Night is a lack of noise. Now, Christmas Eve, the night of Jesus' birth, in Bethlehem was not silent, but it could have been still. And still makes you think that, wait, something's going to happen. That's why I like Still the Night best. And that's my favourite hymn, but it's got to be Still the Night, not Silent Night.
Still a Nacht, highly.
Still a Nacht, absolutely.
Morag, thank you so much for sharing these joyful tales.
And it has been a joy to be with you.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you very much indeed, Morag. It was a joy to catch up with you and to have that conversation. And that quote that you mentioned, absolutely brilliant. Peace is joy at rest. Joy is peace dancing. I've used it so often since then. Absolutely brilliant. And I hope that we all know something of that balance, peace and joy in our lives. I, just before we went live today, I received a WhatsApp message from Africa, and I want to share it with you. You will remember that one of our guests was Logan Kumwenda, who has the Kalembe Nursery School, particularly for some youngsters with special educational needs in Ekwendeni in northern Malawi. And we had been able to raise a few GB pounds to turn into Malawi Kwacha. And his message today says, I acknowledge receipt of the money just a few minutes ago through the bank. I sincerely thank all who took part, and because of their loving here to kids at Kalembe Nursery School and Ekwendeni community. I will make sure that the money is put to recommended use and transform the nursery to a better learning environment. I once again express thanks to everyone, and special note to you, Rev Donald, you played a huge part. I just invited other folk to get involved. God bless everyone. And you. Thanks, Logan. Wonderful to hear that. And that was Logan acknowledging receipt of 626,367 kwacha and 52 tumbel. I've forgotten the word now. It's a very small amount, a hundredth of a kwacha, tambala, a hundredth of a kwacha. So 626,000 kwacha is 520 or so GB pounds. Thank you, everyone who contributed to that. Absolutely wonderful. Morag was talking there about the joy of singing and lots of Christmas carols being sung at this time. And this evening, I will be down at Drimnan at the extremity of Morvern Parish. And we've got some Christmas carols there. It'll be a round trip of 60 miles, and it's very cold here. I hope the weather, the temperature doesn't drop too much. So I hope I'm able to get down to Drimnan this evening. 5:30. I need to watch my time. And until tomorrow, good night. God bless you all. Thank you for watching on YouTube, Facebook or LinkedIn, or listening to the audio-only podcast version. Full details at www.aksm.org.uk/adventure. Every day until Christmas Eve, 4 o'clock, and available thereafter. May hope and peace, joy, love and all God's good gifts be yours this Advent season. And always.